Anna Williams, Max Linkenfelter, and Eva Miller, and this is our podcast on George Washington's presidency.
Here are some basic key facts about George Washington. He was president from April 30th, 1789 to March 4th, 1797. He was one of the 8 founding fathers, which is something I didn't know. He also led the forces to victory in the War for Independence.
He was the nation's first president. He chose not to try to be elected for a third term. This suggested that 2 terms were enough for any president. Washington's 2-term limit became the unwritten rule for all presidents until 1940. Is it possible for current presidents to take more terms?
During his time in office, his vice president was John Adams, who served alongside George Washington. After Washington's 2 terms, John Adams then took presidency from 1797 to 1801. Talk about a big accomplishment.
Washington was inaugurated on April 30, 1789, taking the oath of office at Federal Hall in New York City. Almost 2 centuries have passed since then.
One of my favorite things Washington said that I feel relates to me is, "It's better to offer no excuse than a bad one." I feel like this really gives you some perspective into Washington's attitude, don't you?
He also established the tradition of a cabinet of advisors. If you don't know what a cabinet of advisors is, it is a body consisting of the vice president and the heads of federal executive departments of the executive branch of the government, which is regarded as the principal body to the president. Do you think the cabinet of advisors is a very effective tradition?
He was the only president to have never occupied the White House. Weird, right? In New York and then later in Philadelphia, the Washingtons occupied a series of grand houses where they received members of Congress, officials, foreign dignitaries, and other prominent people according to a Stanley Weekly schedule.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast on George Washington's presidency.